Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you like the big award shows, Golden Globes are going to be this Sunday. And the Golden Globes, every winner will receive a gift bag worth $1 million.
Oh,
I'm like, $1 million for free stuff for people who don't really probably need that stuff. And they have assistants who have assistants. Like, here's you an extra $1 million. Meanwhile, the rest of us, we're excited when we get some extra fries in the bag at the drive-thru.
Ooh, like, or an onion ring with your fries.
I'm a winner.
Yes.
Hey. All right, coming up here on the Hawk and Tom Show, we have the world premiere of the Bruno Mars song coming up.
Yeah.
So stick around for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, how are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? I know it's not far into the new year, but it turns out that today is Quitter's Day.
Wow.
The day you're most likely to drop your New Year's resolution.
Hmm.
It always happens the second Friday in January because we can usually make it through one weekend with no pizza or no drinking, but two in a row is tough.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
A study found that 80% of us start losing steam by Quitter's Day. So if your resolution is still going strong, feel free to act all high and mighty about it. You're doing better than 80% of the people out there.
Yeah, I look at it. I think every day we should be trying to better ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, are you better than you were yesterday? Do you have a better mindset than you did yesterday?
You know, I didn't make any resolutions, so that was my resolution to not make any. So I feel like I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing great. You
nailed it.
Well, don't quit today.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Well, they did a survey before Christmas. They found the top resolutions were to exercise more, be happier, eat healthier, and save money. I think this is universally what they are. It's the big ones.
But how do you be happier? I'm like,
I think it's an option. It's a choice.
You get up and you get in that mood and like, I'm going to be happy today, no matter what.
There are people who wake up that are missing arms and legs that they get up and they decide, I'm going to be happy. I'm alive.
I agree. I'm like, you can do that. You can think positive. And I know I always say that, Tom. Don't think negative. Negative thoughts lead to a negative life. Positive thoughts lead to a positive life.
Thank you, Yoda.
No, he would not say it like that.
Okay. So they said if you want to follow the trend, make sure you get zero exercise this weekend. Eat Taco Bell on the couch while feeling bad for yourself. And bonus points if you spent money on delivery.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of joking around here, but it's sad that most people only make it this far into the new year before they blow out their thing.
The way you say that, Tom, you're like, it's kind of sad they can't make it this long. You don't even set resolutions either. Like, you're calling them out. They at least did it for a week.
That doesn't make them any better.
If you don't set them, you can't be a quitter.
And to be honest, Hawk, you're the one who causes this.
What?
Because you're sitting here saying, oh, you got to be better every single day.
No, I'm saying look back and think about it and be thankful. There's so many blessings in life that we have that we overlook every day. And if you start that day off with, like, man, I've got so much to live for today.
You literally just said that you need to try to be better every single day.
Oh, yeah, better than you were yesterday.
Like, that's not realistic. People go with peaks and valleys, just like a stock. A stock may go up, it may go down for a couple of days, but it may go back up higher later, and you don't judge it because it had some dead valleys in there.
I agree. It's okay to have a bad day.
It's getting worse the moment y'all keep going.
Why?
It's getting worse.
It's realistic. I'm like, Tom's right. I mean, there's a lot of people, they beat themselves up because they have a bad day or they make a mistake. And I'm like, we all make mistakes all the time.
It's because people get on the radio and tell them they have to do better every day.
No, I'm talking long-term. Long-term. Are you better than you were, let's say,
It's like a Kanye song. Better, faster, harder, stronger, whatever he says.
Yeah.
Okay. Just live like Kanye.
I don't want to do that.
I have a solution if you have trouble keeping your resolution. Okay. Now, this is going to go against Hawk's better every day, but this is a great way to accept the fact that you will have stumbles. They say to make punch cards. And what you do is, not like that.
It's a card to punch people in the face.
Can you imagine just punching someone and be like, here's your card?
They're like the loyalty cards you get at a sandwich or a pizza shop.
Okay.
The idea is simple. Instead of vague resolutions like work out more or scroll less, you make actual punch cards tied to specific habits you want to keep this year. Each time you complete one, like going to the gym or cooking at home or skipping a late night doom scrolling session, you punch or put a stamp on that square. And once your card is full, you reward yourself with a treat.
Now, it's going to be just like my golf game where I get to make up the score.
Yeah.
I get to punch as many holes as I want.
Well, in theory, you would only do it when you succeed.
See, that sandwich shop is responsible for that whole punch. Right. So I actually have to go in and pay for a sandwich. If you need somebody responsible for the punching.
Kitty, you need to start with maybe honesty as one of your goals.
Yeah, because I can't be an honest adult with that.
No. I just say the same thing. If you're playing golf with Cato, Frankie's Fun Park, wherever, don't let him keep score.
I win every time.
I know.
Honesty's definitely got to be big on your list this year.
It should be.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, girls, you don't have to dress it up when you're trying to get a man, especially if you go here. And I know this is breaking news, but men are going to hit on you regardless of what you're wearing. I know, I'm shocked as well. But a new survey found that a large majority of women say they've been hit on at the gym. And it didn't matter what they were wearing at the time. Women in sweatpants were just as likely to get hit on as the women wearing yoga pants or shorts.
Why would this surprise you? Because, I mean, I don't see why.
Sarcastic. I'm like.
Yeah. I don't see why it would surprise anyone that men would hit on women, even if they're in a gym.
I know. I said I was shocked. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm so shocked by this.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were kind of saying like, oh, because they're not dressed as nice. But I don't think that stops anybody.
No, it doesn't. Not at all, according to this survey that they just did. So, girls, you could be dripping with sweat over there grunting, you know, to do that last sit-up.
And a
big oversized pit-stained shirt. And he's going to go over there and go, hey, when you're done with that, I got a question to ask you. What you doing Saturday?
As you're like mid-workout, too. You're like, okay, well, I've got this weight and it's about to crush me. But sure, let's think about that.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Like, if sometimes, you know, you see girls like, I won't dress it up because I might get a man when I go work out a little bit with my friend. And you don't have to. You can just wear those oversized sweatshirts and sweatpants.
How often does that happen at gyms, I wonder? Because I think it's very inappropriate to hit on someone. I don't even like talking to anybody when I did work out.
Survey found that 97% of people who flirted at the gym said it worked at least one time for a date or a relationship. So later on. More so than you think.
That doesn't surprise me. I feel like it's like you meet people at grocery store and you get an attraction and you ask them out.
It's different.
Well, anywhere you are in public, I think, is a fair game if someone is interested. Well, and they feel like there's an interest back.
Well, like at a gym, there's a way to actually correspond with a person. Like, you know, hey, when are you going to be done with that machine? Or, you know, there's a way to make contact. Like at a grocery store, there's not as much of a way to make contact with somebody unless you, like, bump into their buggy or whatever. And like, oh, I am so sorry. Hey, what you doing Friday? Or, you know, and I've had this the other day. This lady, she's a little old lady. She goes, hey, sir, could you help me reach that up there? And I don't know why. It's like some Quaker Oats or something.
And you were like, are you hitting on me?
I did. I said that. And I said, let me get that down for you.
Did you use two hands to get it down?
I was flexing my muscles. I said, did that impress you?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, Cato, I'm on your side now. more of this.
No, she just laughed. It was so cute, though. It was a lot of fun.
That.
So it doesn't matter, girls, what you wear to the gym, but for the fellas, it actually does. A survey found 21% of men say they've been hit on at the gym, and it didn't matter what they were wearing. Guys in hoodies and sweatshirts had the best luck of getting hit on at the gym, and guys in the big sweaty T-shirts that are worn out had the worst luck. Yeah, because they are bumming down, you know. But, you know, if you get some matching, you know, I don't know, some shorts, like Under Armour shorts or whatever, and a shirt, dress it up, the guys, a little bit, instead of wearing that big T-shirt that's got Lynyrd Skynyrd on it or whatever. Yeah. So you might want to dress it up a little bit.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've been in the gym. I can't even.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I mean, I go by it all the time on the way to the pizza place.
Yeah.
I just drive right by the gym, but that's about as close as I get.
I never felt comfortable at the gym hitting on people because there was always dudes that were way tougher than you. And you're looking, like, how am I even going to impress anyone in this room?
I've never felt comfortable in a gym. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. I just never liked going. It's always, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
I've been comfortable in gym clothes.
But I was the same way. I never talked to anyone at the gym.
I didn't
want to
talk.
Yeah. I mean, I was sweaty, stinky. Like, that just was not where I would think. Mm-mm. Guys were like, that's my girl right there.
I know. But I think the older people, though, that's where they go to socialize. They go to mall walk, and they go to, I mean, you go to some of those gyms. There's a lot of old people in the gyms, and they want to talk to you. They
my
don't,
mom.
Yeah.
My mom still goes to Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
They're trying to judge whether, they're like, he might live another 5 years. He's doing pretty good.
She used to go to the Y, and she got to know. She'd join those senior classes.
Yeah, socializing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we're having fun looking back at 2025.
Yeah, so many people out there trying to get started on their New Year's resolutions. And we are looking at some of the funny things that you've asked for from 2025. This Torture Tuesday was a big one because Cato acted rather inappropriately at his workout as he tried his New Year's resolution.
What's up, Mom?
How you doing?
Just want to try out the facility today.
All right.
See if this
suits you.
I'm not. Mm-hmm.
All right. Do me a favor. Go ahead and fill this out to that gray line right there.
Okay.
Did you just move here? Or?
No. I'm just trying to just tone up and get in shape. Yeah. I want to try to lose 40 pounds by Thanksgiving.
40 pounds?
Yeah. I see you looking at me.
Dude, you only got 40 pounds to lose. Well, dude, you're good to go.
Tell him you don't need any help because you know how to use all this stuff.
If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
All the cardio is right here, all the strength training pieces in the middle of the floor, and then all the free weights to the right.
I've worked out before, so I know how to work all the machines and everything.
Well, if you have any questions, you let me know.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
All right, now, Kato, here's where it's going to get fun. We want you to go work out on this equipment and use it inappropriately. And we want you to grunt as loud as you can to distract people while they're working out.
Yeah, and don't get hurt, but try to be backwards. Okay. Anything that just use it in a way that doesn't make sense.
All right, I'm going to get on this leg machine.
Okay. All right.
It's a hip abduction.
Okay.
You're supposed to spread your legs, but I'm going to lay on it upside down. All right, you ready? Okay, I'm going to take my sandals off.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and I'm going to go all the way upside down. Oh, my God, I already got people looking at me.
All right.
Okay, I feel uncomfortable, but I'm sitting.
Okay.
I'm upside down, you know?
Go ahead and do a big grunt, Kato.
Take down that.
Respect
the rest of the members.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
I'm
just working my arms on this.
Oh, this is a hip exercise.
That was for hips.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder why it felt a little uncomfortable.
That is for your hip.
But I tell you, that'll get your arm workout right there.
Yeah, it will. That's just going the wrong way.
I know.
It's real good.
Especially if you're doing it the wrong way.
I'll
let you know if I have any questions. I've worked out once.
Kato, is that an employee or a guy that's just working out here?
I think it's an employee.
Okay.
All right. Well, go ahead. You know what? Here's what we want you to do.
Move away from him.
Yeah, move away from him. Find another machine.
Okay.
This could be funny. Maybe you should get on like a bench press where the bar is.
And just do the bar?
And just do the bar, but get stuck.
Do that, Kato.
Okay.
You know what the bench press is, right?
I do, yeah.
All right. Get on it with just the bar and get stuck.
All right. I found one with just the bar.
Okay.
Just
do
get
it
in there. put it down on your chest and go, a little help.
Okay. Yeah.
Kato's the inappropriate workout guy.
Do one or two and then get
Yeah, do
need
one
help.
Or two and then need help.
Oh, my God, this is heavy.
It's only for... Is it stuck on your chest?
Oh.
Say, little help.
A little help on that. Just around that one side. I think I get the other side over here.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, I can't get the other side. Oh, my goodness. How much weight is on that? That is 45 pounds. 45 pounds? I'm just starting. I've never been here before. But, yeah, I've worked out before.
You've been to gym before.
I hadn't really done a lot of free weights, so I wasn't used to it.
Right, right.
So, this is a lot to start out with for somebody that's starting out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got to
take it
off.
Start out slow.
Oh, I know. That's all I can do, too.
Okay. All right, Jason, thanks for the help, buddy.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Those guys are like, this is the dumbest person and the weakest.
Safety, yes. He's telling me safety.
Find another piece of equipment, and we want you to get on top of it upside down, however, and start grunting again and see what happens.
I have found one. All right. I think I can attempt to get on upside down.
Tell us a little about it. What's it called, or what's it supposed to do?
Hammer strength shoulder press.
Put your feet where your shoulders should be.
I'm going to attempt to do.
Remember, grunt. Now, I want you to grunt like you've never grunted before on this.
You're doing
one.
Good, though. I want to say. You sound awesome.
All right. I'm going to say it backwards.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that's good, Kato. Do it again. Anybody coming, Kato? Okay, do it again.
Yes, Daddy.
Kato's at the gym working out. Inappropriate grunter.
He's laughing.
I'm about to pass out.
Yeah. Not Halloween.
That's an evil workout. It's a haunted workout.
You know how to do that? You're right?
Uh-huh.
You're right?
Oh, yeah. This, I can feel the burn.
You're doing that the wrong way. Do you want me to get one of my guys to help you out here?
No, I've worked out. I think your machine's a little different than the ones I've worked on before.
I know, but you're upside down.
Upside down? I wonder why there were no hand grips, because that was the one problem.
Hand grips. You got your feet on that. Let me get one of my assistants to help you.
No, I'm good. I know all this equipment. Well, I got it back in my hand. Well, look at me. I'm just shaking. That worked.
I know, but you're upside down. This machine's for your shoulders. You're
I saw hammer strength, and that says hamstring. Yeah.
No, you're doing the best exercise not for that.
That's not.
So, no, if you want to do legs, get on the leg press. Okay.
So these are for the arms and upper
this
body.
Is for back. All these are back here. This is all shoulders. So you're upside down. You can hurt yourself. That's not what the hand is for. Okay.
Okay. So you right. Sit on it like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little more comfortable.
Yeah, that's what's meant for.
So, just tell him you're done anyway.
I'm done anyway.
I think I might be done. I'm going out.
Are you sure?
I feel like I've gotten a workout today.
So you did that before there and that. You're done?
I lifted the free weights, that bar over there. But I appreciate you.
All right,
let me check it out. I really do like it.
Okay, please be careful. I don't want you to be hurting yourself, you know.
Okay. All right, thank you.
How you guys doing?
Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Anything else, you let me know,
right? All right, appreciate it.
All right, you might just want to do some inappropriate stretching.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.